one of the best, one of our favorites, NHL analysts for the NHL on NBC. He is Jeremy Roenick, and he joins us now on the show to talk about the Stanley Cup Final. How are you?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
We're doing okay. I mean, we're at odds over the Nashville anthem choices. I'm a Western guy. I'm a country music guy. These guys aren't. They don't recognize anybody. Are you? Do you like the country music superstars? Are you a country guy? I'm not sure.
I hate country music, to tell you the truth.
Attaboy.
I'm not a country music fan at all, although I do like the personalities. There's no question about it. I love the atmosphere that Nashville brings, and, you know, I can stand it if I can't get away from it.
and you can't in Nashville, yeah.
Yes, exactly. You know, to tell you the truth, I think the last two anthem singers and McBride and Bentley have been pretty, you know, nonchalant and anticlimactic. I want something with a little bit more pizzazz.
Shots fired!
What do you want? You want like a guitar solo?
I want Dolly Parton to sing her lungs out at me. You know, I want Garth Brooks to throw me some vocals. You know, I want to hear that. That country twang in a deep excited way that everybody loves to hear in country. I don't get it, but that's what I want to hear.
We were hoping for clickbait from you, Jeremy, during this interview. Thought that maybe you put somebody on blast. Didn't expect it to be the anthem singers in Nashville. Impressed.
I like Dirk Bentley. I thought he did fine.
I think the hockey's been great. I can't bash the hockey. It's been amazing. We got to have some sort of negativity here, and I'm throwing it towards the anthem singers as of games 3 and 4.
He is Jeremy Roenick, NHL and NBC. So you waded into this too. We had the big, especially here in Canada, we had this weird relationship with, you know, Nashville looks so crazy, and there is Ottawa, kind of the forgotten Canadian market, and they had trouble selling out their games, and, you know, I think we were all a little embarrassed by Canadians.
I took a lot of heat for, mm-hmm. for bringing to the forefront. But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, we were right there. We were right there with you. You just happen to be a bigger name, I suppose, but a little bit. But now we're talking about Nashville, and you've spent time there, and everybody there said, I don't know if I've seen anything quite like this crowd spilling over into the streets, all that. So as a guy that played in a lot of different markets, and San Jose is an interesting one for me. How do you look at what's going on in Nashville right now and say, this is a hockey market? This is incredibly, you know, the passion above and beyond is totally sustainable. Or is it, you know, is it a classic non-traditional hockey market that's caught up in a one-time playoff championship Cinderella run?
You know, it's a good question. And I do think that this run is going to establish Nashville as a hockey city, and I think it'll sustain it. The building has always been loud to play in. I remember going there and not liking it because it was hostile in a lot of atmosphere, different times. But it's gone to a whole new level. I mean, 10 new levels to what's going on right now. And of course, there are a lot of bandwagoners that are there that are hopping on the bus and enjoying it and making it even more powerful. But still, it is. It has turned into a market that the people appreciate the team. They're learning the game, and they're enjoying success, which they haven't had much of in terms of the professional side of sports in Nashville. So it's been really, really fun to watch progress.
Because it's tough to find that seminal moment with each franchise that we give them that credit. Like, I don't know if you agree, but and it's amazing because no Stanley Cups. But I view San Jose, even living up here in Toronto, I view San Jose as a hockey market. I don't necessarily view Carolina as a hockey market.
It's a good point. I played in San Jose, and I totally 100% agree with you. It is a hockey market because San Jose, it's the only thing in town. There are more people that wear jerseys per seat in a game-to-game basis and more sellouts in that building than in most arenas around the country. And when you're the only game in town, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to buy in and buy tickets and continue to be fans and not be the fair-weathered fans. I think hockey, the youth program is really good there. And I thought they did a great job with the finals last year, too. It was an electric building. It sold out. It was great outside. But Saturday was the best I've ever seen a sporting event in terms of its electricity It's energy. It's the noise level outside, inside was just, it was amazing. And we all feel that Sunday might even top last Saturday's, spectacle. That's the best word I can use for it.
Yeah, especially if they have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, obviously. Where does
the CMA Awards? They have the CMA Awards. I'm not too excited about the CMA Awards, but
I am.
A lot of other people are.
I didn't even know they existed. Where does PK Subban fit into all of this, JR? Because obviously he's been a pretty focal figure during the Stanley Cup final. He's helping growing the game too, I assume.
Yes, absolutely. And we need more people in hockey that have that electric personality, that aren't afraid to speak his mind, that aren't afraid to make challenges, that aren't afraid to banter back and forth and give people that excitement and that entertainment on and off the ice. I think he's great for the game. I think he's a spectacular competitor, and obviously he's one of the top defensemen in the National Hockey League. I think, and this happened to me in the mid-90s, and, I'm probably going to have a conversation with PK after the season's over. He's taken it to a whole new level, especially being in the spotlight with the Stanley Cup Finals and having all these cameras and all the attention. He's amped it up even more. And he's got to be careful that he doesn't go overboard to where his teammates and everybody goes, well, okay, we've heard enough, or it's too much. It's getting drowned out. It's, it's all about him. There's 20 other guys on this team. And, I don't think it's at that point, but it can get there if it gets a little bit too crazy. So, I don't want PK to change at all. I love the kid. I love his pizzazz, his energy, his love for the game. But he's just got to be careful that he doesn't overdo it, where his teammates, I think, start to roll their eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you think there's a method to the madness? Do you think there is a calculation taking place on PK's part where he knows the spotlight's going to be on him anyways, but he wants it even more so to take it off of maybe a Pekka Rene or anybody else on that team that doesn't necessarily want it?
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. PK's a very smart kid. There's no question. He knows how to market himself. He knows how to grab the limelight and the attention. But he also plays very hard in between the whistles. And it's one thing if you talk and you're a loudmouth and you don't bring it to the ice. He does. And I think, there could be part of it where he does like to take some of that attention off of other guys that people might want to hear from. And he takes up some of that, some of that airtime. It's not a bad play, but you just got to be careful. People are funny sometimes.
Jeremy Roenick joins us. It's the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590. The Fan, Andrew Walker, Ben Ennis. Game number 5, the big game in the Stanley Cup playoffs, set to go tomorrow night. JR with the NHL and NBC. So you mentioned, maybe you'll have a conversation in the offseason. And it's true. You were that guy. Do you remember kind of the moment, the seminal moment for you? I don't know who it was. Maybe it was Dirk Graham. I have no idea. But kind of to go to you and say, hey, listen, you're great. We love you. You're taking up too much space. You just got to play. Do you remember that? Was there one big moment for you?
Chris Chelios did it to me in Toronto during a playoff series in Toronto. He pretty much said, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You're talking at the wrong time. You're loud. We need to just be quiet and play the game and don't give anybody reason to get all worked up. Don't give the team any reason to want to beat us any worse than they already do. And there's something to be said about that. Chelly is a very close friend of mine and a guy who will tell it like it is no matter who you are. So, and I respect that. That's why he's still one of my best friends in the whole world.
Is there anybody, we talked to Darcy Tucker yesterday, and because he never won a cup, he doesn't want anyone else to ever win one. He never roots for anybody else to win a Stanley Cup.
Very angry, very angry.
Yeah,
man.
It's called Schadenfreude, and he's full of it. Are you the opposite? Do you want to see 37-year-old Mike Fisher hoist this thing?
Yes, very much so. I do. I think it's one of the best ceremonies in sports, and I never miss it. I have watched it every single year since I remember watching hockey. I haven't missed it once. I love Darcy Tucker. He is one of my favorite players to play against. I'm glad to call him my friend, and I understand why he doesn't want anybody to win it, because there weren't many warriors as tough as him that competed every night. And, you know, I'm in his boat. You know, we never won one, but I love the ceremony. I love the looks on the people's faces when they lift it. It's almost, I try to live vicariously through that. And I love every aspect of it.
You know, I think we're with you. We'd like to see Fisher win it. It's about time the kid got a break. It's about time something good happened to Mike Fisher. Yeah, I think we're, yeah, he deserves
yeah,
it.
That kid's had it so rough. Yeah, I agree with you.
It is funny though. Like, you know, he longtime Ottawa Senator, right? And so Leaf fans know him well, and it's amazing how guys' careers go, because there was a time, I don't know if you remember, you might have still been in the league, there was a time in Ottawa, right before he got moved, it looked like Mike Fisher was never going to score another goal as long as he lived. Like, I think he went 35 without one, and he just looked done. He goes to Nashville, and it's a new lease on life. He's Mr. Predator.
Yeah, but it kind of seems that way right now, too, in the finals. He's had a couple chances to score. He can't seem to get it past, past Murray. I think he's done a great job in a lot of aspects of the game, but you know he wants to score goals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would love to see him get off to Schneid and score one. And I'm with you. To see him raise a Stanley Cup, which would probably, from the sounds of it, be his final game, be a pretty good way to go out.
This is kind of unrelated, but Golden State and Cleveland playing in the NBA Finals right now, and there's this whole super team thing, right, with Golden State. And I was reminded of 03-04. It's the closest thing we've seen in hockey when Kariya and Solani, right before the lockout, signed in Colorado. You're playing in Philly. You guys had a great team. You're in the other conference. You went to the conference finals. Do you remember, as players, what you talked about when, you know, that July 1st or whenever it was rolled around and the Colorado Avalanche, already a great team, add these two, you know, Hall of Fame track type guys?
I have no problem with super teams. And, you know, that debate that LeBron James started, that super team aspect, I totally agree with that, with the announcement, so to speak. And you know what? If you can do it, do it. And I love the fact that Kevin Durant went to Golden State. This kid, he deserves a championship and deserves to have the opportunity to win one. So go to the best team if you can do it. Hey, even if you take a salary decrease in order to do that. Championships are more important to a lot of people. Hockey is a little tougher to do that, but some of the powerhouse duos that we have in the game today, you know, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Malkin, Crosby, you can go on down the line with a few more. I wouldn't mind seeing it, but I think parity in our game is as good as it's ever been. I mean, with Nashville, the 16th seed, you know, on the verge of maybe winning a Stanley Cup shows you how healthy our league is right now.